Fridays come with a special tune. Eben's voice under the moon. Transforming lives with every chat. Mindset shifting just like that. Slice by slice, we'll understand. Holding life in our hands. Soul pizza filling every space. A flavor mix you can't replace.
Soul Pizza Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Your weekly podcast series that comes every Friday night. I'm Eben, host of Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM in Kumasi. I'm a Christian, event speaker, family man, computer sciences, AI consultant, and have interest in several other things. Well, let's get rolling. In this first edition, the episode title is Right the Vision. You know, so this is the maiden edition of this long-awaited podcast. I mean, I've procrastinated it for quite a long time, but I'm starting it on this date, 8825. All right. So, what's a vision? Why do you need a vision? Why is it necessary to write a vision? Let's start with this verse, Habakkuk 2:2. It says, and the Lord answered and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. And then the second verse, Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Okay, so you know, a vision is a broad, inspiring picture of the future you desire, while goals are specific. So measuring steps you take to achieve that vision. Think of a vision as the destination and goals as the steps or actions you take to get there. To live without a vision is to live aimlessly without any destination in mind. Imagine meeting someone at the bus terminal or at the airport and asking, where are you going? Or, I mean, where to? And you get the wildest response. I don't know where I'm going. You know, everyone will think and even say, this person is not correct upstairs, you know. Sadly and unfortunately, a lot of us are caught in this scenario of the unknown traveler. You know, so we have largely not been taught to have a vision for ourselves. So if perchance someone is not exposed to such truths, to change their perception of a vision or the need for it thereof, we automatically grow and act consciously, as if it's not important. But This is very important, as by the end of this podcast, you would get to realize. So if we are to be sincere to ourselves, we would realize that has been our greatest hindrance in our progress in life. And in this case, we are looking at the spiritual life, your physical life, social life, family life, and all. If we are to be sincere to ourselves, we would realize that has been our greatest hindrance in our progress in life. Sadly, this is the same problem with our national development over the years. We do not have a vision to achieve greatness within the set time in the minds of our leaders, you know. So we are looking at our societal development and all over the years. So the visionless nation has created a lot of visionless citizens. You know, so most of us are victims of this visionless society in general. Recently, I heard this old Osibisa song. We are going, heaven knows where we are going. We know we will get there. Heaven knows when we will get there. We know we will. And yeah, I mean, this is a beautiful old song, but for whatever reason, the lyrics just, triggered some thoughts in my mind for a moment. And in as much as the song is nice, this is the typical mindset of the average African, and by extension, the average Christian. The words clearly define the mindset of most people today. We do not even know where we are going in life. Visionless. So it's heaven that would know where and when we get there. So what is our role? What is our purpose? What is the goal? What is the target? What are we seeking to achieve in life? Are we just floating around till we die and when we leave the scene? We cannot simply outsource our role to heaven. We cannot shake our responsibilities and offload it to heaven to do it for us. I mean, God created us with mandates on this earth. So, I believe we are getting the picture clearer and clearer as we progress. So we just live one day at a time, aimless and visionless. We leave things to chance and heaven, hoping we will get somewhere eventually one day. Come on, we cannot live our lives like this forever. There comes a time that we must change the narrative and set ourselves on the right path. It takes having a vision to be able to identify our failures over the years and to be bold to redefine the course we are moving on. We cannot simply say heaven knows where we are going. And so if heaven asks today, where are you going? What would you say? What's the response? Oh, heaven, you know, God, you know where I'm going. So that is it. And the reverse, God expects you to have a vision. That's the essence of this whole verse that we have, right? The vision. There should be a vision. And that's quite unfortunate, but that's a reality. Oh, heaven, you must know it for me. No, God, you should know where you are headed. And that is the essence of your life. Sadly, heaven will tell you you should have known for yourself, because heaven can be of help only when you know the course you are charting. So the ball is in our courts. It is time to have a vision for our lives. We must have a spiritual vision and a physical vision as well. Most people would say, I know where I want to reach. But the question is, have you even written it down? It makes a lot of difference. Yes, writing things down makes a lot of difference. Oftentimes, we have failed to achieve our vision largely because we have not even bothered to write them down. So it's time to start the renewed life of writing your vision so it sets you on the right course of action. We can even forget our initial vision if we do not even write it down. Just thinking through, yes. I mean, subsequent editions, we will talk about thoughts, our thinking, and all that. But thinking is not enough without writing it down. We must write it down and rather be updating and upgrading it as time progresses. When it's written down, it empowers you whenever you see it. So even neuroscience experts, I mean, neuroscience in this case, referring to people who have studied the brain and the functionalities and all that, even these experts recommend creating an image of your vision, visualizing it, so it even makes an impact and becomes real to the mind. I was shocked when I listened to one neuroscientist a while back in the program, and he said, so far as the brain is concerned, there's no difference between imagination and the reality. So when you visualize something compared to seeing the thing in reality, the imagination and the reality in the recordings of the brain, it's the same. So it shows how powerful imagination is. So just a quick digression. This is why Jesus would even say that when you look at a woman lustfully, it's the same as committing the sin physically. And you see, I believe you get the picture now, because the brain is so powerful that visualizing something is as real as the actual thing. And this is how powerful the brain is. So this is why having a vision, writing it down, and all these things has an impact on us. It goes a long way to change our lives if we really follow through effectively. When it's written down, it empowers you whenever you see it. So it helps us. Visualization of the image, the vision that you have, visualizing it and all that, has a very strong positive impact on us. So it's time to write it or create an image of the vision and place it somewhere visible to you. It could be on a wall in your room, on your phone, I mean, picture on your phone, laptop, something, a sticker somewhere, as a reminder of this is the target. This is where I want to reach. This is, it reminds you to keep the vision active in your mind, so you keep running and don't feel lazy and stop pursuing the vision. When you see the written or the painted vision, it empowers you to have hope and be positive minded. It may be far off. I mean, the vision you categorize short term, long term, or mid term, and all that. But that vision empowers you anytime you see it. But one step at a time, you will get there. The most important thing is you must know where you are going and just be roaming, not just roaming around at the bus terminal or at the airport. I mean, just not knowing what bus to take or which plane you are taking. No, we cannot live our lives like that. So what are the takeaways in this podcast, this first edition? It's important to have a vision. If God expects you to have a vision, then you have no excuse. You must have a vision. It's unfortunate, but if you have to ask most people, what is their vision in life? Very few people can really tell you something concrete, something tangible that that they can point to. Oh, okay, this is what I want to achieve. This is the vision and all that. It's important we prioritize these things. Oftentimes we made it look as if, oh, these things, they're the motivational speakers who talk about vision and all that. But no, I mean, this is not about motivational speakers. It's about what does the word of God say, write the vision. And Solomon puts it so clearly that when there is no vision, the people perish. It's obvious that that is our biggest loss to society. It's obvious. We don't have visions. Our lives, we don't have any, very few who really have a vision for their lives and all that. So this is the important thing that we should start thinking, reflect on what you heard in this edition. And as we change the narrative, as we change the course of our lives. And I believe, you know, yes, it's good to pray. It's good to have the word of God in you. It's good to live right and all that. But see, people are doing all these things, but because there is no vision, there's no purpose. They're just moving in circles and there's nothing to point to in their lives. So it's not just having a vision for vision's sake, but it's a real decision that you must take and begin to work towards it. And at the end of the day, you realize that it will change the trajectory of your life and your family, your business, your spiritual life and all that. So yeah, that's how important the vision can be for you. So, well, what are the takeaways in this podcast? It's important to have a vision. If God expects you to have a vision, then you have to get a vision. You have no excuse. In the next episode, we'll look at acting on our vision. This is where setting goals come into play and all that. Share this podcast with others and have a blessed weekend. Visit podcast.spiritfmplus.com for more podcasts every Friday evening. God bless you. Slice by slice.